Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
The Atlanta Hawks dismiss head coach Lloyd Pierce. Let's discuss. It was a historic meeting of the Mellows, and James Harden puts up a historic line. No hyperbole, it had never been done before. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA. They call him Mello Mello. All right, I'll try and keep these straight. Carmelo Anthony versus La. Oh yeah, Carmelo's married to Lala. Versus La Mello Ball. In the battle for the official name of Mello, you could tell old head Carmelo Anthony was enjoying meeting LaMelo Ball for the first time. And of course, LaMelo's going to pull out all the tricks. He's got all the confidence in the world, and he should. He's shooting the three ball like he's an NBA vet. He had 30 points, including 5 threes with one of them in Carmelo's eye. And he did Carmelo's signature 3-to-the-dome gesture right in front of him. Although Carmelo was good with it after the game, saying, quote, "I blessed him. Let him know that he can carry it on." What a quote. LaMelo is at league average shooting the three ball, which is incredible, after shooting 25% in Australia last season. Carmelo had a season-high 6 threes himself and had 29 points and said he had watched LaMelo in high school and he wanted to see him in person. They did not disappoint. Carmelo's 6 threes were part of a Blazers franchise record 24 threes in their win. And of course, the jersey exchange took place after the game. Carmelo and LaMelo. I think we can officially call LaMelo Mello, although that will always be weird for me. In the second coach firing of the season, the Atlanta Hawks have let Lloyd Pierce go. After the Hawks really went for it in the offseason, their 14-20 record just wasn't cutting it. But the players they acquired weren't cutting it either. All of them. Not one of them. Bogdan Bogdanovic has been injured. Chris Dunn hasn't played a minute. Danilo Gallinari hasn't been moving well. Rajon Rondo has looked like preseason Rondo and been injured, as has number 6 draft pick Onyeka Okongwu. They've all missed significant time. There's no hyperbole there. They all have. And a 14-20 record, it's not out of it. No matter how many times you turn those standings, there are only 3.5 games out of home court. I just keep coming back to the fact that Lloyd Pierce is an incredible human being. So I'm a little biased here. But I come back to what Greg Popovich said about him after he heard that the firing happened. Pop said, quote, "He's the kind of guy you can build a culture around." The record isn't good. But why not give him till the end of the season? Why? Because the front office is on the clock just as much as the head coach was. So they made a move. Nate McMillan has been named interim head coach. James Harden has been incredible for the Nets in Kevin Durant's absence. He's averaging a near triple-double on the season. And versus the Spurs, he played the role of point guard perfectly because he didn't turn it over. A historic performance because no one had ever gone for 30-plus points, 15-plus assists, and 10-plus rebounds without a turnover before 2021. And Harden did it with 30, 15 assists, 14 rebounds, and 0 turnovers. Okay, someone may have done it before they started counting turnovers in the 70s, so my apologies to Wilt Chamberlain or someone else who may have done it. Wilt, he would have scored 200 points in today's game with passes like Kyrie's no-look alley-oop and all the scoring, am I right? Kyrie also had an efficient 27 in the Nets' OT win. Just a note on Brooklyn's Bruce Brown. He had 23 points on 10 of 13 shooting, and his shot chart is kind of like Wilt's. Mostly everything at the rim for a 6'5 guard who is shooting 59% from the floor this season. He takes only 1 3 a game. Steve Nash, you evil genius. The Nets hadn't won a regular season game in San Antonio in nearly 20 years. The year was 2002 and Bruce Brown was 5 years old. And I hope he wasn't listening to Bobby Brown, but that's his prerogative. The big man is alive and well, very well in fact. Nikola Jokic couldn't be stopped by the Chicago Bulls. They threw every guy at him, didn't matter, too big, too skilled, too good. He had 39 points, 17 of them in the fourth quarter, and I think I'm already taking Jokic's game for granted. Yeah, I think I'm at that point. Jokic also had 14 boards and 9 assists, narrowly missing out on his 50th career triple-double. Sticking with the big men. Joel Embiid had 24 points in a win versus the Pacers. Only 24, you may say, in today's NBA? Well, even though the Pacers had a Defensive Player of the Year candidate guarding Embiid in Miles Turner, Indiana was bringing the double, so Embiid had to pass out. That's how lethal Embiid is. Shake Milton and the Ferk, it's a good band name, Ferk and Korkmaz took advantage, dropping 26 and 24 respectively. Speaking of respect, after the game, Embiid said this of Turner, "I say this respectfully, but that's a matchup I've dominated since I came in the league." One more big man to report on, point big man Zion Williamson went to work on the Utah Jazz. Zion had 26 points, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds. The Jazz have cooled a touch. Their effort wasn't there on enough possessions in this game. It's to be expected. They've lost 2 of 3. But they still own the best record in the league. Looking forward to seeing how they bounce back as Joel Embiid gets another tough matchup in two-time Defensive Player of the Year Rudy Gobert and the Jazz on Wednesday. Colin Sexton had 39 as the Cavs handed Houston their 12th straight loss. Houston desperately needs their big man back. The losing streak started when Christian Wood went down with that ankle injury. In the last game, Luka had a beautiful no-Luka pass in a win over the Magic. Thanks to the score for that pun. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Tuesday. I'll be back Wednesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. See you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.